The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to remind you about a conversation we had earlier in the show now, though. We spoke to Tony Foley. Tony is the father of Ronan. And Ronan had several delays in accessing treatment for scoliosis and surgery. So initially, he was told in 2017 that he would need immediate intervention, immediate surgery. And immediate, they were told, meant within 3 months. 3 years he waited. And by the time he got the surgery, he was just at the point where surgery would no longer be viable. That's how close things came for Tony and his family. Take a listen.
Whenever I hear of a new situation like this coming up as well, Kieran, like Harvey's situation at the moment, It really annoys me, like, because it reminds me like of what our son had to endure, first of all. But it's, you know, and it's by the grace of God, you know, that his surgery, he did get his intervention while it was a benefit to having it.
Yeah.
Look, but it doesn't happen for everybody, and it didn't happen for Harvey and a few more people. And sometimes, you know, like this, it's their quality of life is completely diminished because of the waiting.
Yeah.
You know, the waiting time. I'm not going to go and say anything about like Mary Lou, you know, asking for Simon Harris's resignation, because he's the leader of the main opposition party in the government. But I think he should resign. His name has been attached to this for far too long, and I don't. And he's not committed to sorting this at all.
Yeah, that was Tony Foley. We spoke to him a little bit earlier. Katrina Phelan as well. You can listen back to those interviews. They're available as a podcast. They're up on the News Talk app. For what it's worth, we have had confirmation in the last hour or so as well that Simon Harris, and you would have heard this in the news headlines, has spoken to Harvey's mum, Gillian, and they've agreed to meet in the near future. They say the Taoiseach has also sought through the Minister for Health a full multidisciplinary report on the timeline of care provided to Harvey. I'm going to get the view of David Cullinan in a moment on that, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, but Amanda Coughlin is with me in the meantime, co-lead of the Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Paediatric Advocacy Group. Amanda, you've known Harvey, is that right?
Yeah, I've known Harvey all of his life. Harvey was born the same day as my daughter, and he has the same condition as my son, TJ, who also, as you know, Kieran, lives with inoperable scoliosis because he was left on a CHI waiting list for too long. So I knew Harvey the entirety of his life, and I'd be close to his parents, Julian and Stephen. They've worked with us in the advocacy for all of his life, 9 years.
Can you talk to me a little bit, and as much as you're comfortable with and as much as you think they'd be comfortable with, about his experience, Harvey's experience of the system, of the delays he went through?
Well, look, Harvey's experience of the system is well documented in the public eye. Gillian and Stephen, along with the paediatric advocacy group that we work with, left no stone unturned in relation to trying to secure timely access, not only for Harvey, but a number of children. So, like, that are facing delays in their care, and there is a knock-on effect. So, like, if you look currently at the situation, there is the NIAGAM review outstanding. And that was involving the springs. One child who had those springs was a child with spina bifida. If you look at the report that was concealed by CHI recently, it was identified in the media that the medical orphans that were referenced in that report are children with spina bifida. There's also another report outstanding called the Dixon report that CHI claimed in the Health Oireachtas Committee that they didn't accept, but I provided Mary Sherlock with an email stating that they hadn't accepted the report and that they were implementing the recommendations in 2018. So historically, and there has been a problem with the care of children with spina bifida, and I think at this point now, like, the government need to stop enabling CHI to conceal the data and conceal the failures in care for these children, put their hands up, hold a public inquiry, and finally hold the people responsible accountable. The mismanagement of resources is dreadful.
And listen, they're not here, and I know CHI would say we don't conceal any data and what have you. They're well able to defend themselves on this front. But I just thought it was, you know, Tony, when he was speaking to us earlier, Amanda, I mean, very nearly found himself in the situation you and TJ did. You know, they were just at the point where surgery was going to be ruled out. You know, we couldn't do it anymore. And they advocated publicly, like you did, and just about got in, and there was about a 130 degree curvature in the spine when surgery actually happened. And then after we spoke to Tony, we spoke to Katrina Phelan as well. And in Katrina's situation, they were lucky enough to be sent Brianna, her daughter, to the UK, and then no wraparound services since they came home. Like nothing, no follow-up appointments. And they were told, here, I know the UK have to do that. But when they left the UK said, the doctors there were very clear, when you go back, it's the HSE and Children's Health Ireland. That's who's dealing with you.
Yeah, so look, Katrina is another one of our families, and her gorgeous daughter, Brianna, is another child with complex needs, like Harvey, that we've been supporting and advocating for over the last number of years. Unfortunately, Brianna had to travel abroad, and I know Katrina was very back and forth about the travel and going about, and would they get the level of care and the wraparound care. Unfortunately, that hasn't been the case. Brianna doesn't have a wheelchair that's fit for purpose since she's had her spinal procedure. She's had no post-operative care. They actually have gone so far as to put in a complaint on the 8th of May that we helped them with to CHI about the level of care. It went so far that Trina's carers were cut off when they sought treatment abroad for their child. Like, there has been no wraparound care. There's been promises, but there has no been delivering on those promises. And there's now time for accountability. Like, Harvey is gone. Harvey's parents struggled to provide proactive care and all the avenues that they went through to get him the care that he so rightly deserved are well documented. He was removed from a CHI waiting list without his parents' knowledge or consent. They had to go privately to see a consultant, another consultant. There was never any answers to their questions why he was removed off that list. They had to go privately to another consultant. And when he finally had his care and had his surgery, it was a new lease of life for Harvey.
Yeah.
And he just became such a more brighter child. And we finally thought that his struggle and his parents' struggle was going to get that just that little bit easier. Although they were fighting for other services and had to fight for other things that Harvey needed, we thought he's had his spinal procedure, he one of the first two spinal procedures, and he just became so much brighter. Yeah. His pain seemed to be reduced. He just seemed to be finally getting the break that he deserved, and tragedy struck.
And can I ask, and before I go to David Cullinan, Amanda, just the system and whether it's improved. So you've been advocating and lobbying in this area now for a number of years, and you and I have spoken several times and have spoken to plenty of others in this space as well. And, you know, between our first conversation and today, you know, we are wealthier as a country. We have budget surpluses. We are putting billions of euro into two rainy day funds at the last count. The health service budget has absolutely ballooned. So all of those economic numbers are trending in the right direction. How is that reflected in the service provided to you? Is it any better today than when we first spoke?
Things are worse now than they've ever been. Worse now than they've ever been, because it now feels that while we're actively trying to get information and engage and with higher than CHI, because it's well documented that we won't engage with CHI because we have sat on co-design boards. We have done all of the steps to make things better within CHI that we believe we could do. There is no working with CHI because there was inaccuracies, and there's still inaccuracies in what they say and what the lived experience for our families are. There has to be accountability, and it has to come at government level and the HSE. I've gone to the REO, the regional executive officer. I've gone to the Minister for Health in the last number of weeks. We've sat down with the Minister for Health. We've explained to them the importance of publishing the reports, the importance of transparency in relation to the reports, particularly the Dixon report that is outstanding since 2017. And I have sent two emails to the REO of this region. So the regional executive officer who works with Colm Henry and works with Bernard Gloucester, and we're still being stonewalled. There is no accountability and there is no transparency and there is no trust or faith in CHI to manage this situation. Simon Harris made his promise in 2017. That was 3 years after my child became inoperable. Yeah. Here we are now in 2025 and we have just witnessed the devastating death of Harvey. Like, are we expected to sit by now and watch more children die? Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mentioned David Cullinan is with the Sinn Féin's health spokesperson. David, the Taoiseach has met, Simon Harris has met with Harvey's mother, Gillian. They're going to meet again, or spoken rather, with Gillian. They're going to meet. And he's also sought, he says, through the Minister for Health, a full multidisciplinary report on the timeline of care provided to Harvey. I mean, is this at least the beginning of some sort of accountability, do you think?
Well, first of all, if I can offer my condolences to Harvey's parents, his mother, Gillian, and his father, Stephen. I've met Harvey a number of times. He was actually one of those children who came to the Oireachtas on a number of occasions to protest and to highlight the challenges that many children have in accessing care. And what struck me over the last number of years is that parents like Gillian and Stephen and indeed Amanda have become campaigners, not because they wanted to, but because their children simply were waiting far too long for life-changing surgery that their children needed. So while Simon Harris had a phone call today with Harvey's parents and he says he will meet them, he promised to meet them last year. That didn't happen. He also made a promise and a commitment back in 2017 that no child would have to wait longer than 4 months. Unfortunately, in Harvey's case, he had to wait almost 3 years for his first surgery. We know from other people that you've spoken to, and I've spoken to dozens of parents whose children have waited far too long. In fact, even today as we speak, there are 37 children who are waiting longer than 6 months for their scoliosis and spina bifida surgeries. So unfortunately, the system has failed. The government has failed. There is a real sense of betrayal. And I don't use that word lightly, but there is a real sense of betrayal that families feel. Because I know from talking to many of them, Amanda being one of them, that a lot of the issues which have now surfaced in reports, some of which have been published, some of which have not been published in relation to clinical failures, management failures, governance failures, and indeed political failures, are all issues that families were raising time and time again, and they met with a stone wall of resistance. And I think that is the most shocking part of all of this. And obviously, Harvey's passing is heartbreaking for me as somebody who knew him, for Amanda, and for all of those other parents. They're a very tight-knit community now because of their campaigning. But obviously, most of all, heartbreaking for his parents, Gillian and Stephen, and my heart goes out to them.
And is there, in terms of short-term fixes, there's probably not a simple fix, or it would have been done before now, but is there low-hanging fruit that Simon Harris and Jennifer Carol McNeill and others in government could be going after that would improve things for the likes of Harvey or TJ or younger iterations of them who might be waiting today?
Well, you see, the problem with that question is that the clock hasn't started ticking now. The clock started ticking back in 2017 when Simon Harris made a commitment that he gave, and it was a solemn promise that was given. We also had similar promises from Stephen Donnelly. So it's obvious that the capacity that was needed domestically to ensure that we have the surgeons, that we have the clinical space, that we have the pre-care and aftercare support, including ICU beds, to protect the capacity, all of that across the three hospitals that provide the services, simply hasn't put in place. It's breathtaking that only over the last number of weeks has tenders gone out again for hospitals abroad to see if they can treat patients. So this very lazy approach that I have seen, and every time that there's a crisis, every time that this is raised in the Dáil, there's a fresh impetus, there's statements from Simon Harris, statements from Micheál Martin that things will be done. The reality is that we've never had a clear, credible, funded plan to achieve the objective that was set out and that promise that was given by Simon Harris. And that's why there's a level of betrayal, because the issues in relation to Children's Health Ireland are not simply confined, unfortunately, to scoliosis and spina bifida. We obviously had the children with hip surgeries and potentially hundreds, if not thousands, that were carried out unnecessarily. We've had issues raised about oncology and children who are failed. You know, we had that unpublished report, which has still not been published. The Dixon report that was mentioned by Amanda, still not published. We had a HICR report that did lay bare many of the clinical management and governance failures. So parents are just at a loss. They have lost trust. And when parents lose trust in any hospital or the healthcare system, in my view, that's dangerous and it's challenging. And it's up to government to fix that problem. So yes, of course, I welcome the fact that Simon Harris will meet with the parents, but they need answers in relation to Harvey's treatment, because why was everything missed? Why did he have to wait for so long? And I think those questions are questions that will have to very quickly now be answered for Gillian and for Stephen.
David, thanks for joining us. David Cullinan is Sinn Féin's health spokesperson. Amanda Coughlin, co-lead of the Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Paediatric Advocacy Group. Amanda, thank you as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.